This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The first result of the by-election has come from the state of Punjab. The ruling Aam Aadmi Party has won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly constituency. The counting of votes in the remaining constituencies is underway in 12 assembly seats spread over 6 states. The AAP candidate Mohinder Bhagat won this seat by a margin of 37,325 votes. He defeated BJP candidate Sheetal Angural in the triangular contest. BJP polled 17,921 votes, while Congress candidate remained third with 16,757 votes. In Himachal, according to the trend so far, Congress candidates are leading in Dehra and Nalagarh Assembly constituencies, while BJP candidate is leading in Hamirpur Assembly constituency. Voting was held on Wednesday for Raiganj, Ranaghat Dakshin, Bagda and Maniktala in West Bengal, Dehra, Hamirpur and Nalagarh in Himachal Pradesh, and Badrinath and Mangalore in Uttarakhand. Rupali in Bihar, Amarwada in Madhya Pradesh, Vikrawandi in Tamil Nadu and Jalandhar West in Punjab. In Madhya Pradesh, three-tier security arrangements have been made for counting of votes in Amarwada Assembly constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai, Maharashtra today. He will launch Dedicate to the Nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the road, railways and port sector worth more than 29,400 crore rupees at NESCO Exhibition Centre in Goregaon. In the evening, Mr. Modi will visit the Indian News Service Secretariat to inaugurate the INS Towers. Health Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday reviewed the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission with senior officials of the National Health Authority in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said these schemes are successfully fulfilling their intended purposes. He added that around 34.7 crore Ayushman cards have been issued and around 7.35 crore hospital admissions have been facilitated under these initiatives. Niti Aayog has released SDG India Index 2023-24 and said India is progressing towards the Sustainable Development Goals despite global headwinds. SDG India Index is the country's principal tool for measuring national and subnational progress on the Sustainable Development Goals. The index was launched by Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry in the presence of Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam, among others. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways will host the State Maritime and Waterways Transport Committee's meeting on Tuesday through video conferencing. The meeting will focus on the preparation of state-specific maritime and waterways transport master plans, formulation of maritime sector policies, cruise tourism and urban water transportation. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met presiding officers of legislatures of Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Egypt and Uzbekistan at St. Petersburg in Russia yesterday. The Lok Sabha Speaker is leading an Indian parliamentary delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum. In his bilateral meeting with Speaker of Majlis-e-Namiyat-Dagon of Tajikistan, Zokir Zoda Muhammad Tohir Zohir, Mr. Birla emphasized the deep historical and cultural ties between the two nations and the need to enhance parliamentary cooperation through the formation of a parliamentary friendship group. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, one of the ancient temples in South Kashmir's Anantnag district is being reopened after 34 years. It was closed in 1990 due to eruption of unfavorable conditions in the Kashmir Valley. However, with the active support of the local Muslim population of the area, the temple will reopen tomorrow. In football, the Euro Cup 2024 gears up for its ultimate clash as Spain and England are set to meet in the final tomorrow late night at 12:30 in Berlin. Spain is aiming for a record fourth title at the Continental Championship, while England will be playing in the second consecutive Euro final. In Wimbledon tennis, seven-time champion Novak Djokovic has set up summit clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in men's singles in London tomorrow. Seven-seeded Jasmine Paolini will take on 31st-seed Barbora Krejcikova in women's single final this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.